Hello, everyone. I wanted to come on today and talk about what it means to live by the Spirit. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine today, and we got into a discussion about finances. And we went back and forth, and I just found this concept so interesting that I wanted to talk about it with you all today. I was sharing that I have an opportunity for a business venture to have the potential to make more money. But I was telling my friend that at this time, I need to remember that I can't be distracted by the prospect of more money because I need to really focus on my purpose. And my friend was telling me, to make sure that I don't have a poverty mentality and to make sure that I don't think of money as evil, for it's not necessarily wanting money that's evil, but loving money, the love of money that is what can become an idol for us. So I wanted to clarify that I don't think money is inherently evil, and that's not what I meant. But for me, it's just about being very intentional about living by the Spirit. So what exactly does that mean? I'm sure I've talked about this before and shared these verses, but in the context of what we choose to do every day, whether that be for work or just in our daily lives, and everything that I like to talk about on this podcast has to do with our emotional and mental health or well-being. So living by the Spirit is something that is really important to me as a believer and a follower of Jesus. I know that everybody's faith walk looks a little bit differently because He created us so uniquely, and our personal walk with the Lord can look very different. We see that in Scripture. He doesn't necessarily handle each situation with each believer in the same way. We do see that in the Word. He knows the heart, and therefore, because He knows the hearts of His children, he responds in a different way, in the way that He knows will best speak to that person. So we see a lot of talk of the Spirit in Galatians in particular, although it is, of course, all over the New Testament, beginning with the Gospels and then in particular in Acts. We know that the Spirit was given for specific purposes in the Old Testament through the prophets. There were times that people were given the Spirit, but once Jesus came and Pentecost happened, all the believers had access to the Holy Spirit internally that would be given to them once they have believed in Jesus as their Savior and surrendered their lives to His Lordship. Then they have the Holy Spirit it within them. So we are studying Acts as a family, and this is something that I actually just had been reading this morning when Pentecost, the first day of Pentecost happened, and that was before I spoke to my friend, and then I just wanted to look up and refresh my mind. And we see in Galatians 5:16, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So while many of us in our current culture and society may think you know, this concept of, you know, we deserve to be happy, and we should truly hone in or listen to our emotions for our mental health and well-being. We have to be really careful about this as believers and have so much wisdom and discernment. Our faith is not about being masochists. We don't have to be martyrs. We don't have to desire a poverty mentality, or we don't have to turn away from good gifts, and we shouldn't desire poorness, or it's not about that, but we should desire to have a posture of our heart where we're constantly asking the Lord, what do you want from me today? What would you have me do? And this is quite the skill, I would say. It's not a skill that we, you know, I don't mean that in the earthly sense that we have to work harder at it, but maybe more it's a practice, maybe more I should say practice than a skill. It takes so much intentionality to practice meeting with him daily and reading his word and listening in return. Do we take time to listen? And that is so important, because we can easily think that our emotions or what's on our heart and mind, if it's good and it's not ill-intended, we could easily mistake something that we feel as, you know, it's kind of like a going with the wind, which the Bible scripture warns us against, you know, don't be thrown by the wind. So that's something that we have to really, when we say lean into the Spirit, so we don't gratify the desires of our flesh will lead us astray. Our emotions, many times our emotions lie to us, and we have to go back to the truth. Giving into our emotions many times will just lead us down a path of destruction, of sadness, of emptiness, because we'll get to the end of ourselves and realize there was nothing in it. But when we walk in things that the Lord wants us to walk in, that's where our soul truly finds satisfaction. He's not always going to call us to hard things. Many of those things that he calls us to bring us great joy, deep satisfaction. However, there are times that he calls us to hard things, hard challenges, he has hard work for us to do, but it's for our benefit. And these, oftentimes after these things, there is such a peace and such a learning experience that we wouldn't have gained otherwise. The other verse, Galatians 5, verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. This is what is so important about the practice of reading and meditating on his word and praising him through song and spending time with him to try and listen to what he is saying. Because we don't want to get ahead of him. We also don't want to be behind. If he's asking us to do something and we're like, you know, we've already prayed about it, we've meditated on it, and we truly feel like he's calling us to something, but there's fear or something else holding us back, you know, we also don't want to fall into disobedience. So all of these things sound very much like hard work, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a daily practice of surrendering to what he has for us. And that just takes quiet, and it takes meditation, and it does take intentionality, but it's nothing we can do. It's that spirit in us that is given to us as a gift, as believers. It is that spirit that transforms us and that guides us. But we have to be very mindful about taking the time to listen to what his spirit is guiding us towards. And for me in this situation, I know that while I do struggle with, you know, sure, I want nicer things sometimes. Sure, it's, you know, there's so much out there that I would love to take advantage of in this world. There's so many beautiful things to see. But life is precious, and I've learned from seeing people, you know, my age or younger than me actually pass away untimely. What seems to us in our humanity as untimely death. And it really had an impact on me because I recognized that, you know, those people didn't have a chance to do certain things. And what am I doing with my time? Is it that, you know, I want to chase after all this world has to offer? Because in a lifetime, we could never actually attain all that. There is so much beauty in this world. There is so much that we could gain in this world. But, you know, the verse, what is it if we gain the whole world and lose our souls? So I want to be really careful about denying myself when God is calling me to do that. And it's not all gloomy and grim as you may think, but there is joy and deep satisfaction more than the times that I have in my flesh achieved things that I just wanted in my humanity. Those things may satisfy for a moment, but far greater are the treasures that the Lord offers. So again, just to reiterate, living by the Spirit, it's not about chasing or not chasing things. It's about leaning into the Holy Spirit and chasing after God first. And he may direct you to pursue certain things, especially, you know, in the economic sense or financial sense. There's nothing wrong with, you know, having wealth, and especially because he wants to bless some people with wealth because these people have the gift of generosity and they can really bless others. And for some people, he doesn't call them to that. Everybody has a different calling. So I hope that you will press into the Holy Spirit in you and really seek the Lord for the path that he has for you at different times, because it also can change. And I hope that that will bring you far more peace and stability in your emotional and mental health and well-being. Thanks for listening today, and until next time.